Now to the case of a Chinese billionaire living in exile in New York. His name is Guo Wingui. He's a real estate tycoon who's been making a name for himself for calling out corruption within China's Communist Party, which the Chinese Communist Party is not too happy about. For years, prosecutors in China have been building a fraud and corruption case against him. They want him extradited back to China. Now they are accusing him of rape. NPR's Shanghai correspondent Rob Schmitz is on the line. Hey there, Rob.
Good morning, Mary Louise.
Good morning. Okay, so who is Guo Wingui, and why does China want him back so badly?
Well, Guo is a 50-year-old Chinese property tycoon. He's lived in exile for more than 2 years after journalists revealed he was involved in a series of corrupt deals with members of China's ruling elite. Several of them, by the way, are now all in jail. And Guo would be, too, if he had stayed in China. Instead, he's safely ensconced in a $68 million penthouse overlooking Central Park in New York. He's China's most wanted man because for months he's waged a social media war on China's ruling elite. In the many videos he's posted, he makes these scandalous claims against China's leadership, though he's been very careful to avoid President Xi Jinping in these accusations. Many of his claims are false, but some have been confirmed, which is why China's Communist Party is very nervous about him.
Okay, and we mentioned that there is now an allegation of rape against him. What's the story there?
Right. At this moment, Guo hasn't been charged with rape, and he went on Twitter to deny the allegation, saying China's only going after him because he has so much dirt on China's leaders.
Now, we mentioned that Guo is ensconced at the moment in a $68 million penthouse in New York, so it's pretty clear why he wouldn't want to go back to China. We mentioned why China wants him back so badly. Is the U.S. going to let that happen?
Well, it's always possible the Trump administration could use him as a bargaining chip for something it wants from China, like maybe more pressure on North Korea. But, you know, it's probably unlikely the U.S. would allow someone so well connected to China's leadership to just up and leave. We know from leaked recordings that Guo has met with the former U.S. Department of Homeland Security secretary several months ago, and he was told that President Trump would not give him up to China. During
this
that
is
meeting,
Jay Johnson,
by the way,
who served
Guo
back in the Obama administration, right? Jay Johnson.
Yes. Yeah, okay. Yes, exactly. And during that meeting, it was interesting, Guo made a point to remind the U.S. side that he is a longstanding member of Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort. So he's got that going for him.
Wow. So connections both inside the Obama and and the Trump administrations. And is there any timeline on how all this may play out?
Difficult to say. I mean, he's promised many more revelations, and you know, China's got a very important leadership transition coming up in October, so it should get even spicier.
Okay, that's NPR Shanghai correspondent Rob Schmitz updating us there on the strange saga of Chinese billionaire Guo Wingui. Rob, thanks so much.
Thanks.